And now for some artery cultural coverage that's jazzy. Jazz scholar Reese Ehrlich introduces us to the voice and guitar of John Pizzarelli in this jazz perspective.
With a song in my heart, I behold your adorable face. Just a song at the start, but it soon is a hymn to your grace. When the music swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells that you're standing near.
Singer and guitarist John Pizzarelli learned to play at the knee of his famous jazz musician father, Bucky Pizzarelli. But as a teen growing up in the 1970s, John was far more interested in Peter Frampton and the rock band Cream than in Django Reinhardt and the Hot Club of Paris. John had a real talent for jazz guitar, however, and he joined his dad in the 1980s playing club dates around New York and New Jersey.
Well, actually, I was writing a lot of songs. I always wanted to be James Taylor or Billy Joel or Peter Frampton. You know, I liked doing that stuff. I was making a little money playing club dates and weddings and things like that. And my father actually said I was the only guy playing jazz to support his rock and roll habit. All the guys had it the other way around.
As a teen, Pizzarelli heard the music of Nat King Cole. That piano, bass, and guitar trio seemed to be the perfect vehicle for John's music. He learned to play rhythm guitar, not exactly a trendy style in the 80s, and explored the wonderful music of Cole Porter, Sammy Kahn, and Jimmy Van Heusen. Pizzarelli learned how to craft his live performances like a practiced showman. He opens with an audience-grabbing tune, and at the end, he hits him with a flag waver.
My father would say, "What's a flag waver?" He goes, "Well, they stand up and wave a flag." Doesn't make any sense, but it's just that's the idea. Flag waver is like I call it a boom chink song. It's like boom da doom da doom da doom da doom da doom da doom. And it's the kind of song we usually end our sets with, that song. So I got rhythms, a flag waver.
I've got rhythm, I've got music, I've got my gal who could ask for anything more. I've got daisies in green pastures, I've got my gal who could ask for anything more. Old man Trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him at my door. I've got starlight, I've got sweet dreams, I've got my gal who could ask for anything more. Who could ask for anything more?
Pizzarelli has become famous for performing the music of the Beatles, Richard Rodgers, and Frank Sinatra. But some jazz critics complain that too many jazz artists rely on the songs of old, and that they don't create new and innovative music. Pizzarelli disagrees. He says the classic popular music of jazz in the 1940s and 50s is loved for a reason. It's great stuff. And he does write original music in that style.
We work within a framework, and I think we're innovative within the framework that we work in, that framework being the American popular song or the sound of a swing jazz trio. We've decided to work within that framework. I think if you're thinking of innovation only because you're going outside of the chord structure and all that, that's just one way to look at innovation.
Pizzarelli explains how he came to compose this original tune, First Hint of Autumn.
I liked the chord, those first two chords, ba 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 ba. What had happened was I was playing a Pat Metheny piece, which is one that he recorded with Lyle Mays. I think it's called September 15th or something. It's about the day Bill Evans died, and there were this little chord section that Pat plays. I really liked that second chord, so I wanted to see where it worked in relation to the, you know, different parts of the guitar. But it was sort of like a study on that chord, and I really liked it. That's how I ended up writing it. a lot of the ways I'll like play songs that I like, and I'll say, well, I like how that little chord thing shifted. How can I put that into a composition of my own?
This is Reese Erlich with a KLW perspective on jazz.